It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Intermountain Healthcare is reminding everyone as we head into the Thanksgiving weekend, Utah is still a top 10 hotspot state for COVID-19 cases and hospitalization. Doctors say the numbers are nearly at the same levels as this week last year. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, the three men facing charges in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial have been found guilty of felony murder and now face a life in prison. We will go in depth in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot is sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be emergency traffic on southbound I-15 going south if you're in Utah County. The slowdowns will start in Spanish Fork and continue to just through Payson and into Spring Lake. And then good news, the accident we had northbound I-15 prior to 2100 South has cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some morning showers, sunshine most of the day, 41. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And 41 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Georgia, guilty verdicts for all three defendants in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. ABC's Derek Dennis is in Brunswick.
From the moment the guilty verdicts were read, celebration outside the courthouse with activists, clergy, and supporters of Ahmaud Arbery and his family chanting his name with justice. Reverend Al Sharpton.
Brunswick, Georgia will go down in history as the place that criminal justice took a different turn.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones.
I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you.
All three defendants convicted of at least one or both of the top charges, malice and felony murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Derek Dennis, ABC News, Brunswick, Georgia.
The Thanksgiving getaway is on. Americans traveling and gathering. At the same time, COVID cases on the rise.
In a grim new forecast ahead of the holidays, the CDC says it predicts nearly 15,000 more COVID-related deaths will occur in the U.S. over the next 2 weeks. And the total death toll in the country is expected to surpass 800,000 by mid-December. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
The CDC urging people to get vaccinated or get their booster shots. In Southern California, Thanksgiving dinner could be interrupted with rolling power outages, all due to wildfire threats.
Now close to 200,000 electric customers here in Southern California are being warned their power may be shut off between today and Friday night to prevent wildfires. Thanksgiving could be in the dark for hundreds of thousands of people here. In some areas of Southern California now, forecasters are predicting 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts and 40 to 45-mile-an-hour sustained winds. This will be a serious Santa Ana wind event, and that's what has firefighters here really worried.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Despite supply chain issues, consumer spending rebounded last month, rising by 1.3%, but inflation also up, increasing over the past pandemic year at the fastest pace in more than three decades. You're listening to ABC News.
And as you just heard on ABC News, the jury in the Ahmaud Arbery trial found the three defendants guilty of murder. ABC's Derek Dennis joins me live from Brunswick, Georgia. And Derek, first of all, tell us what was the mood like at the court today?
Well, certainly right after the verdicts, there was celebration outside the courthouse. The activists who had been here for the duration of the trial, the black clergy who had been here, some of them even inside the courtroom, sitting with the family of Ahmaud Arbery. And then there were just residents of Brunswick, Georgia, supporters of the Arbery family outside, all broke out into cheers when the guilty verdicts were read. But I got to tell you, now that we're a few hours past the verdicts, the courthouse is cleared out. The activists have moved along, and that signals to me that there's satisfaction in the guilty verdicts that were read aloud in court today against the three defendants now convicted of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
In the news conference, earlier today, we heard from the family, we heard from prosecutors, but what is the defense now saying? Are they going to appeal the verdicts?
They have not come out completely yet and said what their next move is going to be, but appeals are expected because of the many motions that were made in the courtroom that were all shot down by the judge. But still, many motions, several were made to try to get a mistrial by the defense attorneys on various points. An appeal is expected. But for the prosecutor, the lead prosecutor in the case, Linda Donikoski, she really hung her hat on the facts of the case and the evidence. The cell phone video, the 911 call that was made, both of those pieces of evidence were sort of put up by the defense as proof that they didn't do anything wrong. Well, the prosecutor really turned that around and said, no, no, no. If you look at this video, it's clear Ahmaud Arbery was trying to get away from you, that he felt in fear, that you were chasing him. And on the 911 call, you hear defendant Gregory McMichael calling police saying there's a black guy. And you can hear him ordering Ahmaud Arbery to stop right there and being angry and frustrated that Ahmaud Arbery wouldn't stop. The prosecutor said, well, who would stop if you've got three men in pickup trucks chasing you and you haven't done anything wrong?
Right. Derek, we appreciate you keeping us up to date on this case. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is ABC's Derek Dennis. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese, it's already a very slow drive.
Yep, and it's down south. So if you're traveling southbound I-15, once you're passing Provo and Springville and approaching Spanish Fork, we've had 2 to 3 different traffic issues between Spanish Fork and Spring Lake, and that is what is tying up the drive through that stretch. So be prepared to tack on an extra 20 to 30 minutes minimum if you're headed towards southern Utah. Now, on I-15 in Utah County between the Point and Provo, either direction, good to go and looking great. I-15 southbound through the heart of the valley in Salt Lake County, though, we do have slowdown starting just after 2100 south to Midvale at 72nd south. Northbound I-15, we had a crash prior to 2100 south. It's been cleared, but we have residual delays that stretch from 53rd south up to the I-80-201 interchange. Looking good on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. So if you're traveling east or west of I-15, those freeways wide open. Steve?
And if you're traveling north out of downtown Salt Lake City, got a good drive on northbound 15 from Salt Lake into Davis County. Got a few slowdowns to slow you down there at the Layton Parkway up to Antelope Drive. Plus, thick traffic on the southbound side of I-15 through Ogden between 31st Street down to the I-84 Junction. And a crash on Washington Boulevard at 6th Street in Ogden. Got the center lane closed there. Thanksgiving weekend. Begin your holiday season with the Utah Symphony and a cherished Utah tradition, Handel's Messiah. Go to utahsymphony.org for ticket information. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast, see what we can expect for the Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, after a few snow showers that we may see in the morning, sunshine most of the day, temperatures near 40. Tomorrow, it's a cold start to a day for Thanksgiving. Sunny up to 45, then partly cloudy up to 48 on Friday. For the upcoming weekend, it warms up a little bit. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures right around 50 degrees both days. 51 with a few more clouds on Monday and up to 52 on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit of sunshine and right now 41 degrees.
Richard Whipple Plumbing, my dad's one-truck plumbing company, was literally a kitchen table operation. He sat at the table eating, taking calls, and visiting with salespeople while we often sat nearby, listening and eating in our pajamas. He taught us be friendly, do the job right, and stand behind our work. Mom was the bookkeeper, and when the phone rang, any of his 9 children could be answering. The phone was rotary, a party line, and there was no call waiting, voicemail, or answering machine. Things have updated in our call center and in so many other ways, but the core values taught remain. When you call Whipple Service Champions today, 24 hours a day, you'll get a live client care representative. No busy signal. You'll get technicians on call in every department, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. And we won't be in our pajamas. Call Whipple Service Champions, a friendly family business since 1947, 801-444-FAST. 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Life has taught you many lessons, like procrastination is the enemy of progress. And with annual enrollment in full swing, there's no better time to enroll in a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan. You'll get the benefits you need to keep your health moving forward, like $0 monthly plan premium, $0 primary care doctor visits, and $0 for many prescription drugs. plus preventative and comprehensive dental services, a plan with no referrals needed to see a specialist, and much more. Annual enrollment ends December 7th. So visit CignaMedicareUtah.com today to enroll in a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan. That's CignaMedicareUtah.com. Because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Hi, Doug Wright and my friends at Intellibed. Boy, do they pull out the stops for the Black Friday promotion. Of course, in our home, we've been sleeping on an Intellibed forever, even have one in our guest bedroom. If you're looking for the best bed you can buy at an amazing price, how about this? 15% off any Signature Collection mattress, a free accessory bundle, including the two gelled microfiber pillows, a bamboo sheet set, a Prime Terry mattress protector, plus free shipping. Only Intellibed is made with the revolutionary gel matrix. So you get the world's only bed, firm and soft at the same time. And this deal's waiting for you. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale and Logan. Or you can call 888-GEL-BEDS with a Z and speak to a sleep specialist. By the way, Intellibed is giving away an $8,000 luxury mattress this November. All you have to do to enter is go to Intellibed.com/no pressure for the giveaway details.
The Nutcracker is back with Ballet West and the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed with a live orchestra. The Nutcracker opens December 4th. Tickets at BalletWest.org.
KSL News Time 327. We are watching Utah's money. Quick check of the markets today. The Dow was off by 9 points, ended at 35,804. S&P 500 closed up 10 points. The NASDAQ gained 70 points.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.